Well, I consider it to be a true honor to have obtained my specialty certification in environmental modifications. There's very few of us in the profession with this certification. And interestingly, most of my esteemed colleagues who hold this certification tend to be more focused on interior environments, which is absolutely fantastic. I have always had a great passion for outdoor environments, gardening, the implications of access to nature and health. And so I've applied this certification to my work on creating inclusively designed outdoor environments. And these outdoor environments might be community-based projects, they might be at healthcare centers. And more recently, I've really been focusing my work on children's projects. So I believe that in terms of my professional growth, it's certainly given me a platform from which to promote occupational therapy and personally to just really be sort of a reflective process for me in terms of how am I applying my skills as an occupational therapist with this specialty to my work with design professionals. So I think the certification has really helped in terms of, within my profession growth personally, and also as an interprofessional entree, if you will, into the world of design.
I feel that it's extremely important to support our national organization for a variety of reasons. The lobbying and advocacy work that's done through AOTA, and they also work to keep or increase public awareness of the occupational therapy profession. So I think it's actually a responsibility of practitioners to support AOTA, and there's a benefit because there's so many resources available on AOTA's website and networking opportunities. It's just endless. So I think it's a responsibility, but also it's a big bonus because there's so much to gain.
Yeah, so I've been a member of AOTA since I was a student. We were actually, it was highly recommended that we join both our state organization and our national organization as students to really help us network and begin to discover the resources that come from being part of a state and national organization. And so for me, when I look at AOTA, which I continue to be a member of, 15 plus years later, there's advantages that come from an education standpoint, from the ability to network with other members of the profession through the different subgroups and subcommittees and the specialty conferences. And then there's just a whole lot of other resources that are available through the association that help just address issues that might come up from time to time, strategies mm-hmm. that I might need to solve a problem. So for me, that's an invaluable piece to be able to have access to that I think is a benefit to every OT.